Just a few years ago, horrific drug violence was out of control in the Mexican border city of Juarez, just south of El Paso, Texas. But the murder rate has been dropping in Juarez recently, and residents there seem to be reclaiming their city from traffickers and other criminals. But a new massacre has once again shaken the community. Alfredo Corchado is reporting on the story for the Dallas Morning News. Alfredo, why are people in Juarez particularly shaken by this new crime?
Well, this was a new low, Aaron. We're talking about children. Eight people were found massacred on Sunday, three of them children, ages four, and then a little boy at age of six. So it's reopened a lot of old wounds and old memories, and it's been a tough weekend for Juarez. Ironically, a week ago, they were celebrating the return of Juarez. It was a big opera that attracted people from both sides of the border, and people were signaling that as the official return, the new Juarez, if you will.
Now, as you said, the last major killing was 10 people at a party, and as horrific as that is, it is somewhat familiar. It fits in with the pattern of drug violence. What does it all say about Juarez and its efforts to become a more peaceful place?
I think what it says more than anything is that if you look at Juarez as a patient, as a clinical patient, the patient is still in remission. It's not necessarily in recovery. You see this a lot of the same symptoms. It's an area infested by many drug members, gang members. Just a week ago, neighbors were talking about a mother who was walking by, a mother of seven, who was hit by a stray bullet and killed. So, you know, you have seven kids now without a mother. But in talking to neighbors, many of them were wearing masks. They didn't want to be identified. I mean, it's that kind of a fear. As much as I think as the new administration of Enrique Peña Nieto wants to talk about a new narrative in Mexico, and as much as Juarez wants to kind of look ahead, the ills of the past are still very much present.
Yes, some have criticized Mexico's president for downplaying the violence in order to make Mexico's image more positive. Juarez seems like a perfect example of that.
Exactly. The administration will tell you that the violent crimes are down by 20%. And maybe that's true. I mean, Ciudad Juarez is much, much more peaceful than it has been in the past. But you talk to restaurant owners, you talk to just the average person, and they complain of extortions, they complain of kidnappings, and obviously these two massacres that tell you that the old Juarez is still very much alive.
Alfredo, you live in Mexico City, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, but you travel to Juarez, I imagine, with some frequency. What is the feeling you get from the place as far as daily life goes? Is there such thing anymore in Juarez as daily life?
Well, on the good side, you do see people trying to kind of bring back a sense of normalcy. You see businesses that are going up. More than 30,000 people fled Juarez for El Paso, and some of them are going back. They're trying to open up restaurants, but there's still that sense of fear. There's still that sense of this isn't over yet.
What is your sense of the place? Is it safer now than it was 3 years ago?
Definitely. I mean, as a correspondent, I mean, you feel a lot safer. You talk to cab drivers and they say, look, things are not the same as they were before. I mean, there was always this fear of if you take a certain road, you might run into a shooting or something. You know, that's not there anymore. But the city doesn't have a police chief. The police chief left 2 months ago. They haven't found one. And there is that concern that while the old police chief faced a lot of criticism, a lot of allegations of human rights abuse, I think he did a lot in trying to bring some sense of stability back in the city. So there is that worry, you know, who will take over? There's a new mayor who just took office 2 months ago. So there's a lot of questions that remain unanswered in Ciudad Juarez.
Alfredo Corchado is Mexico correspondent for the Dallas Morning News. He spoke with us about the situation these days in Ciudad Juarez, just south of El Paso, Texas. Alfredo, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. My pleasure.